Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Blind Perspective here on Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? The program where I talk about my opinion of current news items that may or may not be of interest to you. You'll have to decide that for yourself. Of course, we are sponsored by Total Tech Solutions for all your assistive technology needs. Head on over to Total Tech Solutions, where you can get their phone number later on during our break. Of course, if you like what you're going to hear, hit that like button. And don't forget, if you want to catch us live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on our Facebook page and on Twitter at Blind Whose. That's BlindWhose. And make sure you hit the notification bell on all those platforms so you know when we go live. Of course, if you can't catch us live, you can catch us on podcast. We are on most podcast catchers, be it Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, you name it. And if you don't have those things available, you can always catch us on the smart speaker, whether it be the Google Nest or the Alexa, or you can catch us on one of the Victor players from Humanware. Yeah, Victor players from Humanware. Why did I forget that? I don't know. But anyway, yeah, you can catch us there too. You just head on over to the podcast section and look for Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? And it'll bring up all our episodes. I never understood why they start playing from the recent to the oldest. I don't know. But anyway, if you want to get in touch with me, you can. You can tweet me on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Or if you want to send me an email, you can do so at whoseblindlifeisitanyway@gmail.com. And remember, for those who are grammar illiterate, it's WHOSE, blind life at, sorry, WHOSE, blind life is it anyway at gmail.com. That's it. Sorry, I'm not used to spelling it out because I'm not used to having to dumb it down for people. But anyway, yeah, I'll bet I lost a couple of viewers at that point. So it's been a busy week this week, most of all for our illustrious ex-president, Donald Trump. He's been indicted. Now, he did show up in court and he didn't speak a word to the judge or the court. He had his lawyer do all his talking for him. He just sat there with his arms crossed in front of his chest and looking stern. Having said that, the plea was not guilty. And we're not sure about his tactics. In fact, nobody's sure about his tactics at this point. So far, we've seen him do a number of things. He's outright denied doing anything wrong. But then in the next breath, he admitted to being able to do it because he was president. But president or not, you don't take out top secret shit, which he did. He admits all of it. Now, at least all the other people, presidents and senators and governors alike, denied doing the shit they were accused of, but not him. He feels he's above the law in some way. And I don't know, maybe he thinks he's just not going to be in. He's not going to get in or go to jail or anything. I don't know. We do know that he's still conning people because he made an appearance at a restaurant down in Miami. And he cheered that food for everybody. In other words, he offered to pay for food for everybody, though he didn't actually say he was going to. And sure enough, he fucking walked off. He didn't pay a cent. Now, people are claiming that they did pay for shit, but no, they didn't. Turns out he gypped everybody out of that free meal, and nobody had anything to eat at that point. But hey, what can you do? Always a con man, always a con man. But in other news, it seems that there is no Holocaust small enough for deniers to discredit. Apparently, they weren't satisfied with just denying the World War II Holocaust. They had to come over here to Canada to deny our Holocaust. Now, for those who may not be familiar, in residential schools in Canada, there have been upwards of 1,000 buried bodies found in various locations outside of residential schools. They've used ground-penetrating radar. They've used cadaver dogs, the whole thing. And sure enough, they found upwards of 1,000 bodies buried under those residential school yards. And there are people denying it. They're actually going over there and digging it up for themselves so they can get proof themselves that it exists. And where they're unsuccessful, they claim it never happened. Now that is utterly retarded. And yes, I realize nobody says retarded anymore because it's apparently a bad fucking word. Well, too fucking bad. What's retarded is someone going to a burial site and unearthing Indian bodies simply because they don't want to believe something. But suffice it to say, that's what's happening. There are actual people denying that Holocaust and actually going over there to try to prove that it never happened. Although how they're going to prove it didn't happen is beyond me. Because if there are bodies buried under there, and mind you, the government has unearthed a majority of them, they are trying to identify the various bodies and who they are. And they're having a real hard time because a lot of the priests who did the dirty deeds have died. There is one that is still alive, but he's being hidden away at the Vatican. Or no, not the Vatican, in France. The Vatican refuses to turn him over. Now, that's not anywhere near as... well, it's nowhere near anything strange for them because they refuse to turn over guilty priests all the time. But this does go beyond that sort of thing. I mean, we're talking about kids who never did anything except want a better life. And some were even kidnapped from their original tribes and lands just because the government wanted to essentially, well, take the Indian away from them. They wanted to take their heritage away from them and make them completely Canadian. But I guess, you know, things happen. There was a couple of other things worth noting. Sorry, folks, I don't really work with a script because I don't like them. mostly because it's mostly my opinion. But either way, of course, the fires still burn, and some South Africans have actually arrived in Canada to help with the forest fires. In fact, they've arrived in Edmonton to help with the forest fires out there in Alberta. And speaking of Alberta, you'll be surprised to know that Alberta is being hailed as completely rat-free. That's right, folks. There are no rats in Alberta. And apparently that was what happened. Back in the 50s, there was a big migration of rats coming into Alberta. And the government over there didn't like that idea. So they configured or formed a task force to get rid of those fucking things. And sure enough, they did it. And since 1950... they've been rat-free. Sure, there is the odd occasional one that goes in there, but they go in there at their own perilous risk. Suffice it to say, there isn't a single rat infestation in Alberta. Of course, some of that could have to do with the fire. Everybody's trying to get away from the fucking fire. But let's face it, there's always one or two, but no. Apparently, if you look at a map that the government has about the rat population in Canada, Alberta is scot-free. So if you have a fear of rats, looks like Alberta is your place to be. Of course, finally, we have, well, it's kind of an interesting bit of news. Actually, no, I should tell you this first. Apparently, safe haven laws are being rebuked. The Canadian government is actually going back on their safe haven laws because a lot of people are trying to get into the country through the U.S. No, these are not U.S. citizens trying to get into the country. These are actual immigrants from other countries coming to the U.S. to visit, then trying to get in through the U.S. into Canada. And the government is being completely insensitive and forgetting that these people are being persecuted and or terrorized in their own countries because of gender or some other discrimination. But suffice it to say, the government is not allowing that to happen. They're actually turning them back at the border. So, you know, that's got to be something weird. But then you turn around and you see what they're capable of. As it turns out, the public school system up here is actually kicking kids out of school because they're undocumented. Now, you have to understand, there was a law passed that regardless if the kid is undocumented or not, that kid gets a right to education. But it seems that in order to get schooling here, if you're an international student, you have to pay upwards of $16,000. Be it as it may, these school systems are asking for these students to prove that they are undocumented so they don't have to pay the $16,000. But here's the kick. If they prove they're undocumented, guess what? They're out of the fucking country. Talk about circular logic. I mean, I don't make this up. I'm not making this up. They're actually doing this. Now, it seems the Catholic school board, on the other hand, is a little more compassionate. They are not requiring full-blown undocumentation, so to speak. All they need to do is get documentation from an organization that deals with refugees to certify that they are undocumented, and that's enough for them. But apparently not so with the public school system. Now, I have to say there is a lot more charity in the Catholic school system, I have to admit. But a system that was perfectly good to begin with is now being fucked over by politicians and school trustees who don't want to get screwed. So they're asking people to, hey, either give us $16,000 or prove to us that you're here illegally. And if they do, they get no guarantee that they won't turn those papers over to immigration and then get deported. So it is quite a circular thing for them. So, I mean, listen, I mean, you know, I am constantly looking for comedic shit to make me laugh, and all I have to do is turn on the television station news, honestly, because that's all I get is stupid news items like that. I mean, what? I don't know. I honestly don't know. And even more tragic news, it seems that a bus was T-boned by a semi on its way to a casino out in British Columbia, just outside of Prince George. Now, that is in northern BC, right around... Prince George is a major town up there, but it was full of old women and retirees who were headed for the casino for the day. Apparently, the semi was, they don't know the full details of the action. It's all still under investigation, but suffice it to say, upwards of 18 people died, and another 7 or so are severely injured, and they're in hospital at various locations. Of course, the driver of the bus and the driver of the cab of the semi just got away with minor injuries. And it seems more will be coming in the news as days progress. But suffice it to say, that shit is pretty bad. On the lighter side of the news, appears Ontario leader Doug Ford, the Premier of Ontario, has given 26 cities in Ontario higher mayor duties or responsibilities. In other words, they gave them more powers to do with as they please when it comes to housing. They no longer have to wait for actual permission from the province and or federal permission to actually build housing if they feel that they need to, which is good because Ontario is one of the more faster growing provinces in terms of population. And 26 of the provinces, 26 of the cities are in and around Ontario, and they give them sweeping powers to increase the housing, affordable housing, by the way, so that seniors and people on low income can actually get housing out there, which now that I think about it is utterly ridiculous because some of the transit systems in these locations are utterly ridiculous. So you'd be hard pressed to find a blind person living out there, but it does happen. Suffice it to say, these mayors have the ability to carte blanche their own apartment buildings and housing for people with disabilities and elderly and low-income homeowners and households. Actually, I think that's it for the news this week. Excuse me. So now we're moving on to the big news event of the month. And that, of course, is the release of the Apple Vision Pro. Now, this is a VR headset, a virtual reality, augmented reality headset that is being released by Apple. And from what I hear, it's Apple's answer to Google Lens and Facebook's VR set, because Facebook actually has a VR set. And everybody's saying that it is, quote unquote, a revolution in computing. But, and you had to know there was a but coming. Is it a revolution of engineering? Don't get me wrong. From what I hear, the visuals on this thing are amazing. The fine-tuning of the visuals are amazing. You can actually get prescription actual displays. In other words, you won't need your glasses if you use this headset because it will actually fine-tune the image to your visual specifications. However, oh, by the way, you can use it with the Apple Magic keyboard and trackpad, the Magic trackpad. And of course, it's going to work with third-party Bluetooth keyboards. So you're not left completely in the lurch if you don't want to buy the Magic keyboard or the Magic trackpad. But, and here's where the but comes in. It also works with your fingers. That's right. You are able to pinch and zoom and widen and select like you do on the iPhone. Only you do it in thin air. But that's not all. The actual headset has a camera on it with a LiDAR scanner. and it uses your eyes for tracking. If you get a keyboard, yes, you will be able to control it with a keyboard. But if you don't have a keyboard, you don't need it. You can actually use your eyes to control it. Now, for all intents and purposes, this is a self-contained computer. And while the battery only lasts a maximum of 2 hours, which is completely fucked, because if it only lasts 2 hours, you're looking at a powerhouse of things going on with this headset. It does work plugged in. So you could plug it in and sit down and use it all day if you want to. Now, whether you'd want to or not, or whether it'll hurt your eyes after a while, I don't know. I haven't actually tried this thing. Because much like the Victor Reader Stream third generation, I think it's an utterly useless piece of shit. Now, these are my opinions, and you can take them with a grain of salt or not. But I don't think there's anything great about this Vision Pro headset. And someone is going to have to prove to me that it is anything great. Because a lot of blind people don't use their eyes to control shit. Now, presumably, this was something that was introduced with Microsoft Computing way back in the day, when people like Stephen Hawking and other quadriplegics weren't able to control their computers with their hands or other appendages. So they used their eyes to track their focus. And it worked fine. It worked great. Well, apparently Apple has taken this technology and implemented that into the headset. But again, how many of us, for example, me, and I have been told this often enough, I tend to look way up higher than I'm supposed to. Because when I have a headset on, the sound comes from way up high in my head. Almost like it's coming from inside my head. And so I tend to look up. Even though the camera is about 10 or 12 inches below my sight line. So you can imagine how good that's going to be for me to control. Absolutely not good at all. But suffice it to say, we'll have to see with time if Apple kind of makes up for that. Because I can only assume that they'll offer a discount for those who aren't able to use eye tracking technology, which, come to think of it, is a lot of blind people. True, that apparently the sound is immersive. It comes from 360 degrees. And if you had sight, the visuals would be 180 degrees. But vision doesn't mean shit. I'm not sure how much that immersive audio is going to be with a blind person. Yes, you can turn your head towards the audio. However, how exact that's going to be, I don't know. we'll have to see in the coming days. Apparently, developers of apps that will be able to use the headset will be able to get first crack at it. They can actually apply for a copy of the headset or a unit, a full functioning unit, and they can use it to develop apps for it. So it's yet another app store, you might say, because if we've got apps for the iPhone, the iPad, the Mac, the watch, and the HomePod, having another one for the Vision Pro, what's another app store, right? But either way, Apple Vis could use another category in their midst. Now, I have no idea what they think of this new Vision Pro, but speaking for myself, I think it's a ridiculous piece of hardware. Now, if they were to release it so us blind folks could use it. And by the way, I'm not even talking about the fucking price tag of it, $3,500 US, which in Canada comes out to about $5,000. I mean, shit, I don't even buy a full desktop for that price. And for something that only works 2 hours unplugged? I mean, that's fucking ridiculous. Now, reportedly, Apple is developing a cheaper alternative with less features. Now, do we believe that cheaper alternative is going to have any of the same functions as that $3,500 one? Fuck no. It'll be like the iPhone SE. And the iPhone SE doesn't have a LiDAR scanner. Because us blind folks are, well, they're not even into the mix. Because why would a blind person need a LiDAR scanner on a cheap phone? Are you picking up the irony in my and sarcasm in my voice, folks? Because there's tons and tons of dripping sarcasm. But who knows? Apple may surprise us. I can honestly say that I had my doubts about the iPhone 3GS. But hearing the various demos, eventually I picked one up for myself and I've never been the same. I started using iPhones from that point on. And yes, there was a time when I switched over to Android, and that Android happened to be a piece of shit. It was a low-budget Motorola. So you really can't blame me for how I felt about it. But suffice it to say, it was crap. So I ended up coming back and learning that you do actually pay for what you get. And if you want good quality shit, you have to pay for it. Suffice it to say, I now have a 14S. A 14 Pro, which has the LiDAR scanner. I would have gotten the 13 Mini, but I really, really wanted that LiDAR scanner. Because I'm hearing good things about it, and I've seen good things with it. I've actually done it. So, again, Apple could surprise us. They've done it in the past, and they've actually surprised me in the past. So, Here's hoping that something actually happens. In other words, keep your eye on this space for what I think, and keep an eye on Apple's space for further details about that Pro Vision headset. Either way, I am going to keep my eye on it, and I am going to see if they're going to actually make it physically possible for a blind person to use. I don't see it happening, but hey, I've been known to be wrong. Never let it be said that I won't admit it. But, you know, this is a huge conglomerate. And yes, Apple does care more about disabled people than most other companies. But for them to come out with the Vision Pro and not make it blind friendly is really surprising for me. I got the fact that they didn't want to put the LiDAR on the cheaper phones. I got that. The fact is, they wanted to generate sales for the Pro. And even better for the Max. Having said that, I'm sure they are aware that 70% of us are unemployed and in the low income bracket. So how the fuck are we supposed to afford those Pro handsets or the Max headset? Even the iPods Pro Max is going for upwards of $700. And for $700, I expect these fucking things to make me coffee in the fucking morning. For prices like that, I expect somebody to hop out of those fucking headsets, ask me if I want buttered toast, and bring it to me with a coffee. But I can bet you that's not going to fucking happen. But I have to remember, it is cheaper than getting yourself a pair of good quality, what do they call those things? Hearing aids. It is cheaper that way. However, how many insurance companies or HMOs will actually pay for a pair of earbuds Max instead of paying the couple of thousand dollars for hearing aids? It doesn't make sense. But then again, governments and HMOs rarely make sense. They have to satisfy a bottom line also. But either way, you get the idea. They're purposely making these things overpriced so we can't afford it. Or they're essentially blinding us to the fact that the prices are so high, but you'll love the features. That is a little bit out. Well, it's completely outrageous. Because I don't care what kind of market it is. It doesn't make up for it. But hey, who am I except a Canadian fat man sitting in his studio making a goddamn video? Well, audio or whatever. But you guys get the idea. I'm pissed off. And believe me, it doesn't extend just to Apple. It extends to Humanware. It extends to Hims. It extends to Jaws. It extends to all kinds of places. Now, I have to admit, Jaws has come out with a cheaper alternative. You pay the $100 a month and you get that subscription service. $100 a year, sorry. And you get that prescription service. And yes, you can save about $10 a month to get that $100 a year. So I have to give them credit for that. I also have to give credit to Microsoft because they are improving Narrator to the point where it can be used as a full-fledged screen reader, just like VoiceOver. Likewise, NVDA is doing the same thing. It's getting to where that puppy can function all on its own. In fact, there you have a great, huge following of people simply using NVDA as their primary screen readers. And I don't blame them. At the end of the day, you do what you can afford. Having said that, there's no excuse for Humanware to charge us $500 for a goddamn MP3 player. I'm sorry. A goddamn MP3 player that is about the size of a deck of cards. And for Christ's sakes, why is it the size of a deck of cards? I don't know if you guys remember the Moovo MP3 player. It was released by Creative Labs, and it was the size of a USB stick. Now, it wasn't accessible by any stretch of the imagination. It didn't talk to you. It did have physical buttons. But that little thing was $30. And you got upwards of, I think, 24 gigs in it. Now, this was upwards of 15 years ago, if not more. So when everybody's trying to be smaller, why is the stream trying to be bigger? Yes, they managed to thin it out a little bit more than the original. But it's still as wide, still as long, just not as thick. And they have improved the water sensitivity thing. It is waterproof, apparently. Well, not waterproof, but water resistant. And it does hold a 1 terabyte card. Thank God for small favors. But it is way outpriced at $500. And I think Apple is doing the same thing. With $3,500 for a goddamn pair of goggles, I don't know where they plan to go with that thing. Now, if they manage to make it accessible for all of us, then all the better. I will heartily say, I'm sorry. I'll take what I said back. and tender a full apology. But right now, Apple is looking like, well, a money grabber, just like Humanware. But again, we'll see. Apple has surprised us before. Now, on to a better thing, I'd like to say, I've started collaborating with a Facebook group. Now, I've invited those on my friends list on my Facebook account. It's called Global Blind Connections. And it's basically a group. Now, for those who are familiar with email groups, email groups are the precursors to Facebook groups. It's what Facebook groups are now, is what email groups were. Now, there are still email groups, but a lot of people are starting to move over to the Facebook side of things. But above that, Facebook has created their own version of the Zoom platform, which is entirely free. And they're called Messenger Rooms. And you can actually go into these Facebook groups and create a Messenger Room where people can join in. And you don't even have to have a Facebook account to join into the rooms. You simply need a join link like the Zoom platform. And it'll work on your browser. Or if you have a Facebook account, it'll download the app for you. But you don't have to do that either. You can always work through your browser. But you don't need to have, you don't need to be signed into your Facebook account. You just have to click on the link. And it gets you into this room where everybody else is. Now, I haven't played with it long enough to know whether you can share sound, but you can share screen. Presumably, it's their answer to the Apple FaceTime thingy. Because FaceTime callers can now view each other's screens and or watch a movie together. Same with Messenger Rooms. That can be done too. So, think of Global Blind Connections as a main building. And think of the Messenger Rooms as different rooms within that building. Now, there are lots of rooms. There are general chat rooms. There are Trivia Night Rooms, which is aptly named Victor's Trivia Room. There's a Family Feud Room. We had a hilarity of fun on that night. We also have a comedy room, improv room, which I started, and it's going to be starting again this Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern. If you do want me to send you the join link, let me know. Send me a message in the comment section, or you can send me an email at whoseblindlifeisitanyway@gmail.com, or you can contact me through my Facebook page, Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? And I will send you the link if you want to be a part of it. This week, we're doing Whose Blind Line Is It Anyway? Now, if you've ever watched the ABC series starring hosted by Drew Carey called Whose Line Is It Anyway, then you know the premise of it. People are presented with different scenarios and they improv their way to a comedic sketch. Now, there are no prizes. This is all being done for fun. And I'm kind of hoping we'll have just as much fun with it as they did. Granted, we won't have any comedians in our midst except ourselves. But hey, you know, you never know what happens. By the way, I've also done a tech support room, which people can join every Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. And you can get your questions answered on screen readers, device support, that sort of thing. Now, granted, I cannot give you support on Bard, but I can surely find out things for you. And if you need me to hook up Tandem to your computer, I can do so as well. I can actually fix it remotely. So as you can see, there's lots to do. And they're looking for general book chat rooms. They're looking for people to host those rooms. They're looking for people to have other rooms to create. You can create it. It's all free of charge. You can have as many people go into these rooms as you can fit into a microscope. And so far, I've had so much fun in these things. And I don't mind saying that I might host a few shows out of them. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But suffice it to say, if you can, get yourself a Facebook account and join the group. Again, it's called Global Blind Connections. And it's on Facebook. Just do a search for it and you'll find them. And or you can let me know and I'll send you an invite. And hopefully we can get things going that way. Who knows? We've had fun in other groups, so why not have fun in this one too? So that'll do it for me. I should check if we have comments, because somebody might have an actual comment about the Vision Pro. Nope, no comments. There you go. Actually, why don't we listen to a word from our sponsor? And when we get back, hopefully we'll have some comments. Hopefully we'll have somebody who wants to join. I'll paste the join link in the comment section for each platform. And you can hit that link and come join me and offer your opinion on various things. So we'll be right back, folks.
Introducing Total Tech Solutions, your Texas one-stop shop for all your assistive technology needs. We are proud to offer the Blind Shell 2, the revolutionary device that makes it simple for people who are blind or visually impaired to use a smartphone. Visit our website at blindtech.org to learn more and to order yours today.
Feeling adventurous? Explore your world with the ARX headset, which provides real-time audio descriptions of your surroundings.
Our experienced team is part of the iCanConnect program. TV Eyes. Enhance your teaching skills and support students with comprehensive training on JAWS, VoiceOver, and other assistive technologies. Visit blindtech.org for more information. Enter coupon code BLIND for 10% off site-wide.
Let Total Tech Solutions help you with all your technology needs. Call 833-577-8887.
833-577-8887.
Welcome back, everybody. Get the number for Total Blind Solutions. Total Tech Solutions. And if you need that number again, let me know and I'll paste it for you in the comment section. So, yeah, if you have an opinion, by all means, join me. Do you think the Vision Pro headset is a piece of shit? Or is it just a large paperweight, which you can overpay for? Also, let me know if you're excited about the Global Blind Connections. I know I am about the Comedy Improv Room because I think that's going to get a lot of laughs. I mean, comedy clubs are a dime a dozen in the real world, but virtually, who knows how many you could have. And if we turn it into a show, an even better option there. But let me know what you think. What you think of the Holocaust deniers, the fact that they're trying to disclaim the actual facts. Now, it'd be one thing if there were no bodies, but we're talking over a thousand, almost a thousand bodies here. These people didn't just appear out of thin air. Also, what's your opinion on Trump? Do you think Trump is going to go to jail, or is he going to get away with it? A lot of people think he's going to stall, because no sitting president has ever been charged, let alone indicted, of a crime and gone to jail. In fact, he can't. So he's kind of hoping that he's going to get into office and this issue is just going to go away. Except if they get him into court sooner, I don't think it's going to go away. Now, presumably, he's going to have a lot of preemptive strikes, like motions and demurs and various other things that will stall the process. But I'm kind of hoping that whatever judge sits in will see these things for what they are. Just stalling tactics for him to get into office in November. And we'll have to see what happens. So what do you think? Do you think he'll go to jail? Or will he just get away with it like all the other celebrities? It's hard to say. I got to tell you, he is walking around. He is saying that this is a Democratic ploy to undermine his leadership race. Apparently, they're trying to influence his run for president. And while I can't say he's wrong, I can't say he's right either. Because Ron DeSantis is also running for president, and he's a staunch Republican. Whether he supports Trump or not, I don't know. I'm not into U.S. politics. All I know is what I hear in the news. So we'll have to see what happens there. Still, if you have to look at it from his perspective, it doesn't look like somebody's trying to undermine him. But it's not like he doesn't deserve it. I mean, I have to ask, where the fuck is Mrs. Trump? I haven't heard hide nor tail of her since she got her parents into the country. In fact, the only thing you hear is from Trump. I have to admit, he does sound a little more saner. Maybe he got his hands on some good drugs. Although I can't really say that's the case, because I don't know what happened for him to completely lose his complete buffoonery. But, you know, it's bad enough. But it doesn't seem like anybody wants to join me. I don't know why I bother asking. I mean, nobody ever wants to join me. But either way, it looks like that'll do it for us for this week. make sure to join us next week for the Blind Perspective, where we'll have a whole new topic and a whole bunch of news items for you, depending on how the week goes. Also, meet my blind life on Monday, where we'll be featuring Sugar Lopez as our guest. And on this week's Afternoon Radio Theater Sunday with Pepsi Mama, we'll be doing yours truly, Johnny Dollar, a whole series of episodes on Johnny Dollar. And that should be nice. And tomorrow, make sure you tune in for Snap. I don't remember what the topic is just offhand. But yeah, check out tomorrow on Saturday Night Adult Party on YouTube or on our Facebook page here, or on Twitter. So, plenty to look out for. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.